Welcome to the Cooked Official Podcast. It's your host, Dibble, and I am joined with...
Lindo next door, baby.
Who are we here with?
And Zeus.
And Zeus is crazy. And Zeus. A little minor pause. And Zeus.
And we definitely here with your boy Lottie.
You know what I'm saying? We probably got Teletubbies.
Your Teletubbies on the line.
How we doing today?
Dude, having that sound, what do you call that? Like,
it's a soundboard.
Soundboard, bro. Yeah. Like, can you play with it again? Just play it right. Just play it
right. That was crazy.
I like that one.
That's fire.
All seriousness.
Oh, all right, yeah.
We're on episode 13 today, you know.
Yeah.
We're here with crew. Lindo, Zeus, Lottie, you know. Shit. What you guys been up to today, you know?
I've been mixing all day today.
Mixing?
Yeah, just mixing. I went to the coffee shop with you.
That was fire.
Yeah, I made yourself an omelet.
I said I was going to quit caffeine. Didn't happen.
Cap.
Lasted one day.
Dang.
I'm so miserable, bro.
Crazy.
What y'all boys been up to?
I mean, sure, I did some dishes, took out the trash.
Took out the trash.
You know, just you know, regular, you know, make sure the house, you know, clean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, making sure everything. Chores.
Basic obligations.
Basic obligations, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, basic complicated. What about you, Lindo? What you been up to?
Just work. And then nothing really. I ain't gonna lie. Got out of work and then I linked with David. And
we're getting straight to 16%.
Yeah, bro, it's insane. And that tiny and little thing, 16%.
Dang, y'all boys lit. I didn't even know that had alcohol in it.
You want some?
Let me what do you think it had in
swig.
It?
Yeah, let me get a little slurps.
Little schmish.
Little slurps. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah, I'm already feeling it, bro.
A miniature
Loco. Yeah, bro, it's crazy. God. Like, it's from this tiny ass fucking can.
Oh, big sibs. What?
Dude, it's crazy.
I'm scared now. See.
This is.
That's crazy, though. And that bit good though. That bit kind of like got a little twang to it.
Yeah, honestly, for 16%, it's pretty good.
Yeah, all right,
I'm not gonna lie.
Sure. Wow. All right.
I never tried this. This is crazy. I'm not a big fan of what's that one bottle called or can? It's called the
Four Loko.
Not Four Loko. You drink it all the time.
B-Box,
dude, that shit is nasty.
Why? What?
No, stop. Whoever drinks B-Box. You is nasty. That is nasty.
I guess I'm from the Bronx because I'm nasty.
We start the channel with so much hostility. Hold on, he
said. I love beatbox.
Hey, beatbox. Ignore him. If you want to like hook me up with like some stuff, ambassador program, all that, I'm for it.
No facts,
I'm your
bro.
Biggest, I was number at, one fan.
Man, fuck on that. Ignore him, nasty.
Bro, I was at Rolling Loud. Nasty. I was at Rolling Loud, and let me tell you, beatbox was literally like there for me. Like I'm not even gonna lie, it was lit. Like fruit punch flavor, best flavor.
I heard the mango one slap. I tried that one a little bit. The other flavors are kind of nasty to me, but the mango one wasn't too bad. But they low-key are nasty to me.
Bro, I just think there's no like it's just alcohol. Like it's
what are you talking?
It's pure. Like it.
They got some good flavors,
like,
dude.
Like okay, when I drink one of those like cans, I'm thinking like I can enjoy the flavor, but at the same time I can get drunk.
Yeah,
but with beatbox, it's like it's pure like alcohol. It's hitting your ass. Like,
what are you drinking? Like
beatbox.
Bro, like I don't. It's not connecting, bro. Have you tried the flavor?
We're gonna do a beatbox run after this.
Dude, they don't have to.
We have to.
After the pod, I'm gonna go get a beatbox. And I'm going to give it to you because I'm not going to drink it.
Then why are you going to get the beatbox?
No, he's going to try it and hate it.
Try it and tell you. And be like, yo, it's just nasty.
Have you tried like the orange one? The orange creamsicle one? Or
no.
Like the cranberry.
Some of the flavor names are wild, so I never gave them a chance to try them. But I did try the mango one, and it was all right.
I'm not a fan of the blue one.
Literally, the only reason.
The
blue one's.
That's the main flavor.
The only reason I drink them is. Well, there's two reasons. No. There's two reasons. One, it's like the official, like. Alcohol of all festivals, right? That's the one that they serve the most. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons. The second reason is because it tastes good, and it's like the alcohol level plus like it tastes good. It just makes it easy. It's like very efficient. Like true. You drink two of those, you are floored.
Yeah, that
bro.
Day when we first was linking up with Brody, right? We drank. B-boxes when we first linked with you, bro.
We actually did. I remember y'all had that. I saw y'all. We was at that Sun Stop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bro, I drank two, and I didn't even... Here's the thing. I didn't even taste them. I just chugged them, right?
Yeah.
Two of them, I was gone.
Yes,
bro. So they do the job, but they don't taste good.
Bro, let me tell you, all right?
I just felt really good.
So there was this one time. It was a Latin night, like 6-7 months ago. I got three of these, right? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to drink all three of these before Latin night.
You're bugging.
Bro.
Big bugging.
Oh, bro, God. Bro, I drank one and a half of them at the house. And then I was going to this, like, pre-party at someone's house. I didn't even know. I drank one and a half of them, made it to the pre-party, drank, like, two and a half, didn't make it. I had to call, like, Zeus. I think I called, like, you or someone. And I was like, bro. I can't make it, bro. I'm going to be honest.
Homie didn't even make it to Latin night.
Like, yeah. I didn't make it to Latin night,
like,
bro.
Like, I'm so gone right now.
Can't be doing that, David.
Yeah. Now, never happens again.
What was, like, what was that? I think, were we drinking Beatbox today? When I fell asleep, I was on y'all floor, and y'all woke me up, and we had to go to an event right after that.
What? I think it was... Dude, I remember that.
Was I drinking Beatbox that day?
No, dude, what were
was
we
that
doing?
The drunk episode or am I tripping?
It was probably the drunk episode.
Bro, I was on the floor.
You was on the floor, and then me and Sway had to wake you up. Like, yo, let's go party.
Yeah, bro, I was gone. Yeah, I feel like I was off of Beatbox, though, but I might have not been. I don't know.
Riding with a G-Shot. I'm chopping nickel Beatbox.
Oh, my God. That song was so wild.
That's crazy, bro. But, oh,
my God. Man,
oh, man.
You know what's crazy? Kanye's
oh my God, bro.
Oh, being like literally naked at the Grammys.
At the Grammys,
you know what's so crazy to me with this guy, bro? He used to give Kim so much shit. He was like, "You gotta dress modest. Bro, we have real. A child. I'm a man of God."
Especially
now.
When like Jesus the King came
literally,
out.
Yeah, he was literally getting on Kim's ass for how she dressed, bro, with the skim shit. And then he comes out with this, like, I don't know, this new shardy.
Clone.
And she's literally...
What's her name? Do you know?
I mean, Bianca.
Bianca.
She's right. Naked Bianca, nine times out of ten. We see her on the web anyway. So
you know there was a kid there?
Yeah.
At the Grammys? Yeah,
Jit was like literally lurking on the side.
So
like,
here's the thing, though. Was she actually naked or did she just have like a see-through mesh kind of fit on?
She had on a see-through mesh.
Like, yeah, the naked... Like,
could you see her nips?
Yes, bro.
But her coochie wasn't out, though.
No, it was. It practically. Like, it's... It was a publicity stunt. Like,
it gotta be.
And it worked.
No, it did work. Like, I feel like it was just his plan overall to just do like this crazy, crazy stunt and just like have his wife just completely
naked at
the
Grammys.
Kanye, by
the way, you're a genius,
bro. Kanye is like a marketing genius.
It worked. It worked because he had more Google searches for that incident alone
than the Grammys.
Than the Grammys.
Yeah.
Like, over.
Yeah, because they want to see his naked girlfriend.
Yes.
Like, bro, Kanye knew the assignment.
He knew the assignment.
Like, if you look at the video, you can see him not phased, bro.
At all.
Yeah, no. At all. He's probably like thinking, like, yep. We're going to be on the internet.
Yeah.
We're going to be on the internet.
Y'all think he's working on a project since he's doing all that?
He is. You know he got an album coming out called Bully.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After his son. That's, he named it after his son. Yeah.
He got an album coming out. Mm-hmm. Yo, so, but I ain't going to lie. Kanye, you be wildin', bro, but you my dog, bro. I ain't going to lie, bro.
Kanye's a genius.
You be wildin', though. You be wildin'. I ain't going to lie, but that's my dog.
He a genius, bro.
And he wasn't even invited to the Grammys.
He was. He was invited. They said it was like a false narrative. He just... they said that dude Don Lemon was like spreading the rumor, but he was like said he was like clearing it up. He really was invited. He just wanted to, like, you know, I guess do his thing.
Kanye, you gotta invite Kanye. He's an icon. Like, you can't really
deny that he's an icon, though. Like,
You whether you like him or not,
he just be wildin'.
It just comes with the game.
Did you see that Kai was at the Grammys? He was just like, bro, he's just...
They invited him to stream. Bro, did you see what Jaden Smith was wearing?
Yes, bro, he's wearing a fucking castle.
Bro, really said, I'm going to make myself at home. Like,
what?
You didn't see what he was wearing?
No, I did not.
Oh, let him look it up. Don't even tell him. Just let him look it up.
Wait, what? Jaden Smith.
Like, bro,
it's
just...
A Grammy.
Whole castle.
I like the suit that he had on. I like the suit.
No. Look at that. Look at it thoroughly.
Bro got a castle on his head. I don't know if you guys can see it. I'm going to show y'all under the camera.
Bro said he made his house a home. Make yourself at home. He brought it with him. Yeah. Bro brought the house to him, bro.
I don't know how I feel about that, but I ain't gonna lie, though. I mean, it was dope.
The suit was sturdy.
Attention. The suit was sturdy. It fit it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. But I don't know how I feel about that. But I mean, hey, bro, you did your big one, bro. You at the Grammys, you know, make a statement.
Grammys,
you know?
Yeah. Shit, while we on the Grammys, man, let's talk about how my boy Kendrick Five.
Oh
yes, bro.
I feel bad for Drake.
you remember that diss that Drake made? Master. He was like,
"Oh, it's something about he was gonna win the Grammys."
Yeah. Drake said,
"Can you just open his mouth?"
Yeah.
Someone go handle my Grammy right now.
Yeah, the nigga grabbed five of them bitches.
Five of them.
He did.
Y'all noticed that he wore a Canadian suit?
Yeah, Canadian like suit.
A jean jacket.
I didn't know that.
All denim is it's called a Canadian suit. So when they wear the jean jacket top and the jean bottom, that's what they call it. The Canadian. tuxedo or Canadian suit.
Yeah, Canadian.
That's crazy. And he did that to troll Drake.
And then he was holding 5 Grammys in his hand with a big ass smile.
Like, bro, you can't tell me Kendrick not whooping Drizzy ass right now.
Belt to ass.
I need to stop playing. I need to stop playing.
Bro, whooped Drizzy ass and spun back again and whooped his ass again.
I need to stop playing with my boy DJ Khaled. I know this is on topic, but like.
Wait, what happened?
Bro, you seen the album promo? You seen the album, bro? I can't let this go. It's an album in here. I can't let this go.
I got 2 songs with Drake.
With Drake in here.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Prepare for a Drake comeback, though, all right?
Hey,
prepare
February for Drake 14th. Season. February 14th, he's dropping a song
prepare
with P&D.
Prepare for it. Don't count Drake out just yet, bro. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, bro. We got to stop doing, like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. We got to stop doing that. Like, let's stop acting like Drake wasn't that guy for
I said that last long, episode. Bro. I said, like, we should be keeping our eye on him.
We got to stop doing that, bro.
He did
like,
say that about last episode.
You feel me? Like, but Drake, like, he lost. Trust me, he lost, all right?
Bad.
We know that. But
2024, though. But 2025?
Yeah.
He got to take that shit. He has to take that shit like a man, though.
Pause.
He did. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. That was crazy. That was a plan. But yeah, like, bro, he gonna do something. I don't know what it's going to how it's going to affect, but he is Drake.
But look at what he's doing. He's got songs with P&D coming out.
Yes.
DJ Khaled.
Yes.
Bro, he's working on something. There's no way the album's not coming after that. There's no way.
I got no chill.
Oh, yeah. Even
that joint going to snap. That joint going to snap.
Bro,
I ain't going
to
lie.
Zeus sent it to me in the middle of the night, and I was like on 2K, and I saw a text, and I opened it. I was like, is this Party Next Door and Drake?
Mm-hmm.
I stopped the entire game. I said, I got to listen to this shit. I got the phone to my ear. Like, oh, my God. Drizzy finna drop some shit. Oh, now with P&D too, man, that's crazy. Cuz.
Yeah, bro, it's gonna go crazy, bro. But yeah, bro.
Man, Grammys was crazy. I'm not going to
hold it. Yeah, really, bro. Grammys so was much shit. Crazy. It honestly, it fucked up the internet. Like,
It was. Yeah, it's so good that Kendrick got all that like shit going on right now, especially with the Super Bowl coming up. And you know he's performing at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Bro,
Super Bowl is like
that.
A few days from now. What, Sunday?
Yeah. So, for Kendrick's performance, he's performing with SZA, right?
Type shit, they're on tour. Yeah.
But, like, when the trailer was, like, going through, you saw, like, the marching thing. It was, like, a lot of people are saying Tyler's going to be have, like, a little pop-up, too.
Chromacopia vibes.
Chromacopia, gave the Chromacopia that'd be dope. Vibes.
We don't even know. Here's the thing about the Super Bowl, like, Super Bowl, they'll say, like, 2 or 3 people are going to perform, and then when that performance actually starts, you see hella people.
Yeah.
Like, features and
who
shit
do you think
like
is going to be... Who,
this year?
Guess.
Tyler, I agree with David.
Tyler
might be there. And then...
who?
Where is it? New Orleans? Right?
Yeah.
Don't say Juvie. Don't say them.
I can only think of Tyler right now. Who else would be... what? It could be...
I think SZA was just a crazy... Hey, like,
yeah. Beyonce. True.
Yonsei? No, bro. She was just did a little thing for the Sunday game with the Baltimore Ravens.
You think Dolce's gonna run it back?
Their views were at an all time high. They broke a record.
That's not fair though. Like, yo, Beyonce, relax.
Hey.
They broke a record.
I'm just playing. I love Beyonce.
You think Dolce's gonna run it back?
She might be there. I ain't gonna lie.
Dolce?
Yeah,
oh,
she just
might.
Won album
does,
of the year.
Let's talk about that, please.
Wait, I was just gonna bring that up.
Please,
but. Wait, why Dolce at the Super Bowl? Like, does she have any collabs with?
She,
Tyler,
yeah.
But like, I'm saying with Kendrick. Does she have any collabs with Kendrick?
I don't think she has any.
No, right.
Yeah.
So let's say that they bring Tyler on and Tyler performs Balloons, the song he has.
Oh,
with
I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know.
Before we stop talking about the Grammys, I just want to say Future was snubbed, and let me tell you why, bro. Future's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time.
And I'm not on his notes, bro.
Like, for real, like, bro, I'm not playing, all right? Like, look, I love Dolce. She's from Florida, so she really
Tampa.
Made Florida, you know, Tampa, Florida. Tampa, she made Florida get in a good light. I love it. I love her art. I ain't gonna lie. She's bringing back art to the art form, but... Future should have got that album of the year. And let me tell you why, bro. Everybody was listening to Future. Everybody was listening to, if you like
them.
That, step in. The, bro, yeah. it sparked everything with Kendrick. His album.
I agree with Jay. Future low-key did get robbed.
He got robbed, bro. Like, that. Like, bro, like, come on. Like, he had that, like, momentum with the Cole Kendrick and
type
Drake
shit team. Like that.
It's nothing but bangers on that album, bro.
Yeah. And then did a follow up.
Then did the mixtape Pluto. Future should have left with something.
Yeah, with red leather
something.
And shit. Yeah, I agree. Dolce's raw and shit, but I ain't gonna lie, I can name way more songs. I'm not even that big of a Future fan, but a lot more Future songs were trending this year from that album than
Future.
Dolce.
Bro, come on, like,
there's
bro,
no way she outstreamed Future.
Future took over the
that.
He took over the streams that bro.
I,
come
I don't
on, bro.
The moment like that trended, Future should have won that shit.
Exactly, precisely.
But it was really crazy how Dolce did win a Grammy. Yeah. Like, it really
I'm
shocked
happy
me.
For her.
I'm happy. I ain't gonna lie. I am.
Too. I'm happy for
your
her,
Florida
too.
Neighbor.
It's just really crazy. Exactly. Florida neighborhood.
Florida native, Tampa. Yes. Tampa, you're a Florida bro. Native. You're bound for greatness. Yes. If you're from Florida, you're bound for greatness.
I'm streaming Future on an album that started a beef.
Yes. Like, come on. Let's not do that. And it was the number one. Well, it's the only Grammy. That song is the only diss in history that has a Grammy. But it came like from
Grammy
an album.
I'm sorry, Grammy nominated?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the only nominated and won. Like, that's the only diss track ever, like, yes, you know, to win. No. So, bro, Future, you know, five. Hey, bro, you know, I got your back. You know what I'm saying?
Sensational.
Sensational. Sensational. Right. Oh, God.
Wow. Like, I want to go back on top of the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I think we should go around the room and, like, do our predictions right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, when we go back at him, he's like, I told you so. Mm-hmm. Or something like that, you know?
My bad. I don't want to be that guy, but, like, all of y'all mics just turned off.
No, they didn't.
What?
I can't hear y'all in my headphones no more.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I want to say that.
Oh, just take off your headphones for a second. Damn, he's okay. Gonna have no headphones.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good. Can y'all hear me though?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
Dang,
that sucks,
okay.
Bro.
Technical issues. That's whatever.
It's all good.
RP Lindo,
bro.
RP Lindo, for real.
I just playing, bro. We love you, though.
Yeah. Right. We'll figure it out after the episode.
Right. Yeah.
I think you should still have him on just to look cool.
But yeah. He can't hear us, yeah, though.
Oh, my fault. I'm sorry.
He can't hear us.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. But okay, all right. So, who we got?
I got
Eagles.
Wow. Yeah.
By a touchdown.
Bro, I'm tired of seeing Mahomes win. I'm not a hater, but come on, bro.
Yeah.
But here's really why I think the Eagles are going to win. Nobody in the league could guard Saquon. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
I ain't going to lie. I don't know why Madden didn't put Saquon at 99.
Yeah, because nobody can guard Saquon Barkley, bro.
98 is outrageous. I'm
and
not
you know
lie.
Why I also think they're going to lose? The Chiefs were dominating last season, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a lot of games that went down to the wire with the
you're
Chiefs
absolutely
this year.
Right.
And the
rest
you
were half of those wins.
You're
I don't care what nobody says. How are you going to pull that off with Saquon? And look, let's say in a perfect world, you find a way to guard Saquon Barkley. Perfect world, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to worry about Jalen Hurts,
mm-hmm.
A.J. Brown, and Smith.
Is Smith playing? Why? I felt like Smith been so, like,
he gonna play.
Low-key.
That's spacing. He going to play. Trust. Okay. It's a Super Bowl. He going to play. But let's say you got your... All your defense and strategies are on Saquon. You still got to worry about Jalen Hurts. You can go for 50, 70 rushing yards.
That's true.
And you got AJ and Smith.
Zeus, how you feel about that, bro?
I don't watch sports.
Damn, type shit.
All the players you guys just named, I don't even know.
But I ain't going to lie,
though. Just so you know, I have the DJ for this Super Bowl. That's all that matters to me.
But
so
if you had to pick, though, red versus green.
You mean like the Chiefs versus
Eagles?
Yeah.
Eagles? Like I said, I don't watch sports, but like if I had to really choose, I heard that the Chiefs are like overly like play, like not overly play. I'm saying they outplay. They always win.
They're not gonna be that dominant this year, bro. I promise you that they're not gonna
but
be that dominant.
I don't know. I mean, let me just flip a coin. Hey Siri,
fuck that. Philly from
flip
near
a
New
coin.
York. Philly New York. So it's Philly and my
who's heads, who's tails?
Heads. So that's Chiefs.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie though. So with Matt, when I play Madden against other people, I always play with the Chiefs. So big P Holmes, big Chiefs, we taking a dub, 3P on the way. Look for it, watch for it.
Shout out my boy you, Denzel going for the Eagles too. You know Denzel, you played him in Madden.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I got spanked. Hey, look, Denzel, if you watching, listen, I had internet problems that don't count. Okay,
you gotta
internet
run that problems
back.
Is
you gotta
crazy.
Run back,
you
gotta
right?
run that back.
Look, blaming bro, it on the internet is crazy. Yeah. Bro. You just
bro,
suck.
You can't. No, look, you cannot play online on Madden online and have boo boo internet.
I ain't gonna lie,
it's not happening.
Wi-Fi or not, Denzel a dog.
Denzel is a dog, though.
He went undefeated. Like, he went on a lot of undefeated streaks on Madden.
But
he's
just Denzel got to see me. Like, in person.
Denzel,
like,
when you see this, see my boy again.
Denzel, when you see it, bro, we need that rematch. But, hey, I ain't going to lie, though. It, like, regardless, I do like to see the Eagles' success. I'm not going to lie with having Saquon in them. But I'm not going to lie, bro. You got to admit, bro, if P. Holmes get a 3P, he's the GOAT.
Yeah, the only person in his way is Tom Brady right now.
Like, bro, like that's like impressive as hell. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like,
but it won't happen. Eagles gonna send them boys home.
That'll be lit as hell if he really get a 3-peat. Like, you don't see that in freaking football.
Have you seen what New Orleans looks like right now?
Oh, the streets are mad.
Dude, that shit's insane. For and real? Mardi Gras is a couple weeks away.
Yeah. Ooh.
Bro, that city is all the way fucked up right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
It looks like content central, bro.
Yeah.
It's everybody.
Jesus.
I wish I could know.
Y'all trying to go? I'm just playing.
Nah.
I wish.
I can't wait till when the pod is this doing is too that quick. Type of good when like yeah, we know nah. when there's going to be foot traffic somewhere. We just like, let's go next week.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. It'll get like that soon.
It's crazy because Jaden was telling me yesterday that like he's been traveling, bro. Mm-hmm. Like you've been traveling to Rolling Loud, to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
What else? Bro, where have you traveled again?
Oh, I went to L.A.,
Yeah,
by yourself, I think, right?
I went with my dad.
What is that?
And I went to Rolling Loud, and I was about to go to Vegas, but that had got stopped. It was a lot of crazy stuff going on, but I will be in Vegas soon.
We definitely have to plan like a Vegas trip.
Yeah, for a Vegas sure. trip for all four of us is crazy.
Sure. We'll shut the shit down.
Sure. Dude, the strip, like, wild. Dude, it's so much content.
We weren't recording, but we were fucking that city up, bro.
It was so crazy.
At like
crazy.
3 a.m. on a Monday.
So crazy, bro.
3 a.m. on a Monday. That city up.
We're going to do that for sure.
Yeah, it's what really shocks me, because I want to say this in the pod. Is that, you know, you guys don't know Jaden, right? Mm. But since I know Jaden since high school, it's like, it's super crazy how it full circled.
Spun back.
Oh, like, today.
We just talked about that, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's so crazy, right? Yeah, dude, I wouldn't expect myself to be in the same room with him right now.
Yeah, because you guys met in high school, right?
Yeah, literally, videos, I was
watching the other day, bro. We have videos as like jits, bro. I'm talking about, bro. Zeus had the little swoop, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I seen the fits.
We would sit together. Yeah. I would make sure, like, bro, I look for Zeus. I'm like, bro, I'm about to sit with my dog Zeus. Like, bro, like, we was lit.
I appreciate that, because I ain't gonna lie, I didn't really have a lot of friends. So, like, because, you know, people found me weird. People really found me weird. And, like, in that class, like, I had no friends in that class except you. But you had your own boys.
I had my little clique, but I made sure, like, you know what I'm saying, I didn't just sub clue to just a one clique. I made sure, like, that's in high school. And, bro, and if y'all in high school and y'all watch, bro, don't try to, like, you feel me?
Limit yourself.
Don't try to limit yourself to just one crowd, bro. Like, always hang with everybody.
You never know.
Like,
y'all could be
best friends.
You
just never
friends.
Know. Like, don't be trying to feel like you just went one click and y'all just the coolest kid on earth.
I also think that it's good to have multiple clicks, though. Because not every click is going to like every single thing you do. You could go to the games with one group. You could go to the stew with one group.
Right.
You can go play ball with one group.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's everybody what makes you everything. Different.
And it's well-balanced. You're not with the same people draining your battery every, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. Versatile-ass human. Versatile-ass human.
Big versatile.
I tried to hang out with everybody.
Swiss Army knife of people.
Big Swiss Army. Bro, what happened to Swiss Army? Y'all remember the shoes? Wait.
Oh, yeah.
People still put that shit on.
Let's not bring back the Swiss.
No, Echo is still lit. I ain't gonna lie. If you get a real cool Echo jacket, like, have you ever seen, bro? You remember the Concrete Boys video and Lil Yachty came in with the Echo jacket?
I ain't gonna lie, Echo Unlimited, that was the real supreme.
That shit is tough. I'm not gonna lie.
I used to put that shit on.
I'm not gonna lie. That shit
Echo was tough, bro.
You know what really bugs me? Hollister.
Hollister, bro, yeah.
Hollister is getting outdated.
I hate the store. That's what
I love the store. What are you talking about?
It makes me depressed. I go in there and the lights dim. It's like a depressed ass surfer vibe.
Bro, it's like, bro, I feel like it's mad chill in Hollister. I feel like if you wanted to go get a girl number, take her into Hollister. Like,
I got banned from a Hollister before.
How?
Because I didn't even do nothing. My friend tried to holler at the cashier and the manager.
You're banned.
I think the manager might have liked that cashier because he got way too personal about it. Oh, he was like, you guys can never come here again. You're making my employee uncomfortable, which was crazy because she was blushing and then ended up giving him his number. But I think he liked her. But anyways, he banned us, so we were never able to shop there anymore.
Damn.
I was at the Altamont Mall in Orlando. If you've seen this, boy, you weird. But anyways, yeah, man, I got banned from there, so. I had to throw that out there, bro. If you've seen this, you're weird.
That's funny.
Oh, my mom cracked. But anyways,
Do the sound. Oh my God.
Do you think the mic picked up on that? I'm not going to repeat it, but.
By the way.
Play it again, David.
All right.
Play it again, David. All right. Jokes aside.
Wait, what was your favorite store in the mall?
Zoomies.
Zoomies?
Not PacSun.
That's Paxton, my favorite, bro.
I'm not saying like currently, like right now, if you were to go into a store.
I'm talking about when you were like a kid, when you were Toys R Us.
You were like 12 to like 16.
It was Zoomies. It was Zoomies.
Toys R Us.
The belts, the skateboards. I was of just course. Learning how to skate.
Zoomies.
Like Toys R Us.
Zoomies, if you were a skater, was like heaven. Like when you went into Zoomies. So as a kid, it was Zoomies.
As a kid?
I was a big
Zoomies?
Skater. Zoomies?
Yeah, Zoomies. The boards in the back, the shirts.
Y'all wasn't playing with no action figures and toys?
Bro, yeah, but no. Zoomies, you were putting on clothes. You had skaters in there, other skaters
y'all boys
in there.
Bugging, man.
And at the time, you probably had a certain type of girls you were into. Those girls shopped at Zoomies, bro.
Man, the girls were trying to get Barbie dolls at Toys R Us, man. For real. Stop playing.
Bro, I missed Toys R Us, bro.
Oh, God.
Toys R Us
get bankrupt. Toys R Us.
Bro, don't speak, bro. You didn't have to bring that up, bro.
I don't know what happened.
One more time, Lottie.
Toys R Us, bro. G.I. Joe's. Freaking action figure. WWE action figures. John Cena. You feel me?
I must have liked Blockbusters then.
What toys did you guys like play with as a kid?
Bro, WWE action figures was the best. What to call this, bro? Because you'll get the ring. Bro, if you had the ring, you was bougie. If you had the WWE ring, you was bougie. I kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like my dolls and them. I see they had the ring with the action figure toys with the WWE stuff. I'm like, dang, bro, you got the ring? You lit. Like, we lit in that bitch. Oh, God. Like, I have all the collection.
You know what was really lit to me? The Beyblades.
The Beyblades.
Yes.
Now I'm about to take out that memory lane. Smooth nose.
Bro.
Let me put y'all on game. Hold on.
We did, like, money games on Beyblade. Okay. Like, at school, we were like, all right, bro. Like,
this is the games that would haunt, like, the whole, like, lunch table. Is Bakugan?
Yeah.
Bakugan was lit, I'm about to say boy.
One. Tech deck. What y'all know about
tech deck?
Oh, you know about that tech deck.
Bro, niggas
know about that tech deck.
Can you kickflip?
We would be at the lunch table doing games of skate on tech decks.
Literally, tech deck used to carry out.
Yeah. Oh God, I ain't even gonna lie. Beyblades had like, niggas like in a spiral. I'm not even gonna lie.
Beyblade.
Like, if you had the bowl,
did y'all get to play with the tech deck when they went on that era when they were making the bikes?
Oh yeah,
I had the bikes though.
I had the bikes.
You had the bikes.
I could do like whip. What's the one move? The tail whip.
Yeah,
I was real nice at doing the tail whip with my thumb. Oh, that's nice, crazy.
Man. If you knew how to work the bike, bro, you really was smooth.
You was
with
tough,
ladies,
yeah,
like,
bro. I had to.
You
set
had
up
to be. Hey. Like, you had, hey. Like, how can you do that with the freaking bike, bro? You had to be. Smooth
I learned how
with
to like bicycle a little
she,
bit.
She like, look what I can do.
Like, she was probably like,
bring.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Bring bring tech decks back 2025. Bring tech decks back.
Wait.
Bring.
Oh, Lindo, do that again.
Do that again. I'm like, oh, no, for sure. I mean, after all
like, yo.
What y'all know about Heelys?
Oh, my God.
Did you ever
sport them shits in school?
They got banned at my school.
Really?
A kid, like, broke his arm. Yeah, outside.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, kid. If you saw, I'm sorry. That is
crazy. All right, I'm going back to the tech deck topic. We got to bring them shits back in 2025, right?
Sure.
Can you imagine just, like, doing a fat, like, nose grind on, like, the, like, a railing at the club?
The club is crazy.
The club?
You're like talking to this girl. You're like yo, sorry, you come here often. You come here often.
No. I just swear.
I swear Lindo can pull any chick with technology.
Yeah, I probably could.
And then,
you come here
and
often, tray flip.
I believe in Lindo.
As you were saying.
I'm down. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, let's
do it, bro. I'm with it.
On some like smooth shit, too.
It's going to pull up to Latin night.
Yeah.
Especially if you bring that mic. If you bring that bite, you in there.
You're at the bar. You got the tech deck. You do like a crazy ass tray flip, and then you like wink at the girl like right next to you. He's like, "Can I buy you a drink?
Can I buy you a drink?" The bartender's like, "What are you getting? Let me get a Moscow Mule."
Moscow Mule.
Nah, like, we're bringing that
I'm
shit
pulling
back
for sure, bro. Yeah.
Those were good times, we bro. That. I love being a kid, bro. Nah. You just unlocked like a core memory, bro.
We took those times for granted, bro. Yes, looking at that shit, bro.
Wait, quick commercial before we end it. I mean, I just wanted to shout out my sponsor, W. You know, saying
W. Wait, can I have a sip?
You wanted some? I didn't even make none yet. I gotta shake that bitch. I gotta shake that bitch up. But yeah, bro, we lit though. You know, what I'm saying, make sure y'all grab my code, Dub Lottie, bro. You feel
Dub
me?
Dub Lottie.
Dub Lottie.
If we're gonna be doing codes, bro. If you shop at Not Influencer,
yes sir.
Use our code Cooked, and if you do Drove Vision. It's the code Zeus.
Yep.
Code Zeus.
Also, use the cooked code.
It's gonna be under the
yeah. All the links are in the description. Code Cooked for Not an Influencer. Code Zeus for Dro Vision. Code W.
Dub Lottie at W.GG. Yeah, two scoops. Good, two scoops.
Damn. Okay. Shake that bitch up.
One thing we should talk about before we kind of wrap things up. Yeah. Me and Lottie just started streaming, bro.
Yes, sir.
And I'm so pissed I missed that
Bro, Poppy's playtime.
Wait, let me not do it in the camera.
Yeah. Poppy's playtime was mad lit, bro. So y'all make sure y'all catch the stream, bro. We doing it next Tuesday, right?
Next Tuesday.
I'm there for next Tuesday. I'm popped up.
Big window in the building.
Yeah, I'm there next Tuesday for sure.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, that streaming, I'm telling you, it was the funniest shit.
Dude, yeah, I don't play games often, but like this is the first time.
Yeah, go ahead, try it. Tell me how it tastes though, bro. This is my favorite flavor. This is my favorite flavor. What is it called? It's Dub Sludge.
Can you like point it to the?
Oh yeah. Feel me? Yes, sir. Make sure y'all go get that. What Jalen Ramsey said? Y'all go get that.
Damn. You see what happened when I lined up, bro.
This is okay. No bias, bro. This is good. Tastes like a green apple, like straight.
It's my favorite, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That's my favorite. What's called it, bro? So make sure y'all boys go get that. Y'all go get that.
You wanna try it?
You wanna try it?
You wanna try it up? That bitch, I'm gonna put it right here
for a split second.
That be good, bro. I'm telling you. Make sure y'all go watch that.
That's really good. Like, genuinely, like, really good.
I'm telling you.
Oh, not a shit pressure.
Bro, imagine the can. The can is so much better.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's usually how it is. I don't know what's the science behind that. Like, cans are usually... It's green apple.
I know it's green apple, but is it like pre-workout? Like what is it?
Oh no, it's just it's like a little energy blend. Oh, bro, 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 bro.
He like completely quit caffeine. That's the thing.
It's very concentrated.
Hold on, I still drink matcha.
there it is, I still drink matcha.
That has caffeine, but like
it has coffee fruit extract.
But I remember I drank coffee. I think it was like 2 days ago, bro. Jittery as hell.
Yeah,
jittery. You went off it for mad long.
This gives you none. I promise you, it gives you none.
I mean, I'm gonna take a sip just to try it. I don't think I'm gonna get.
Geeking
off a perk.
It won't though. Like it's really good.
When I drink the green apple.
Okay. Usually, like powder. I feel like when you put powder in water, usually like you could taste the powder.
It gets really pasty.
Like pasty,
yeah,
right? This one is like not like pasty. You can definitely taste the green apple. Okay, this is kind of cool. I fuck with it. Yeah,
I love it with ice though. When you put ice in it.
I bet. I really didn't expect that because I've had like G Fuel before and like all those other kind of in that same like GG or whatever. But that's really good. Yeah, like they like put the flavor like right on point.
Oh, and we just dropped another flavor, so y'all make sure y'all go on w.gg and check out that new flavor. It's like we're doing like more like Japanese theme stuff.
It's fire, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
It's really fire, so y'all check that out.
Yeah,
y'all boys are funny.
wait, let's go back into like the live stream though. Like I genuinely enjoyed that, bro. Like I don't play games at all. I just use my computer for like Photoshop and all that, you know, like work stuff. But
I got another jump scare game for you too.
Yeah, but we played this horror game called Poppy's Playtime or whatever, and I was like, bro, this game is fucking like kids game, bro. What the fuck,
bro? We gotta get David on.
I was screaming,
2K.
Bro. I was screaming like a bitch,
bro. What, oh my God. David was so turnt on that, bro. No, oh, David is a genius, bro. He figured out, bro. Like
I know,
we're playing the game. And I would not have passed it if I didn't have David. Like, bro, he's smart as shit. Like,
oh, no. Hell yeah. Bro, I've known David for so long. Bro, David is a gamer. Trust me.
Yeah. Bro, he is so smart, bro.
I swear he's a gamer, bro.
I just don't do it anymore. I'm retired.
With this dude. Like, yeah. I used to game with him.
No,
hella.
I game for real.
Like, we used to game heavy.
For real?
Bro, heavy. No, remember those days?
Yeah.
Bro, we used to game heavy, but I guess, like...
I just fell out of it. Like
we
I got
both fell out of it. Bro, I fell out of it out of 2020 like, because I was continuing my DJ dream, and he started working at Domino's, so it wasn't no time.
It's definitely like really heartbreaking because I was such like I was passionate about it. You know,
bro, I'm gonna get you back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're gonna get back.
If I'm doing it like for content and like something I could build onto, like I'm gonna want to do it again. It's I found it. I found it useless. You know, like I couldn't like. I was just wasting time.
Yeah.
But if I like stream or I'm like, you know, building something while I play the game, it's like, it's going to make me want to do it again.
I'm very thankful that we kind of like,
GTA, bro. I was nasty at 2K.
Yeah.
I'm talking like, bro, I had a my player built up. My brother's
I still got to play your brother because David know I played David already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I played you too, I think, already.
I ain't that good. I ain't going to hold you. I could probably shoot. once or twice, but I ain't winning the game.
On 2K, I'm on some other shit. Jaden play with me too.
Bro, yes, bro. Yeah. That, we gonna be streaming 2K too soon. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. That joint is lit, bro.
But I'm very thankful that we got into the stream and stuff again, because it's kind of finding that love for like games again.
Yeah, bro, it's a good way to bond too.
It's a good way to bond, and it's just fun, bro. Like, yeah, you know,
bro, we was in that room, bro. Lit,
we were,
bro.
Yes,
we
bro.
Was turnt.
It was I just was lit was, watching it, bro.
It was it was we just was me and Jaden, bro, and we were just lit.
Like, I was
we
playing 2K when y'all went live, and I stopped the game to watch it.
And like, it's like we didn't have a big viewer, but we had like 23 people in at one time, which is pretty good for our second.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what the heck?
We had like 20 people in there at one time.
We made sure even if we didn't have any people in there, we were still like being entertaining. We were just like, you know, just having a good time and like really just enjoying it, like it was like, dude, it was so fun.
We finished chapter one, so we doing chapter two next Tuesday.
Yeah,
that's not gonna be.
And I would tune into that. Hell it's literally gonna be.
I should do like an every week kind of thing.
Hell
like
yeah, no, that's day, what we plan on.
Every
like,
Tuesday,
every week. Maybe like oh, every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, every Tuesday.
So y'all make sure y'all tune into that when we get our set day. Y'all tune into those when we announce those.
Y'all make a schedule.
Trust me,
Twitch.
You don't want to miss those.
Yeah.
On Twitch.
And this video is going to drop on Tuesday, and then we'll stream 2 hours later.
Yeah.
So it'll be like a double drop day. You know, what kind of
thing. Ooh, on my digging. Double drop.
To the tigging.
Okay, duh.
I was just talking to him about
is
that.
Is there a sound effect to like end the pod? Like try them all out. I don't really care.
All right. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to the Cooked Official Podcast. It's been real, boys. Episode 13. We love y'all. It's been real. All
right, stay cooked, y'all.
Stay cooked, y'all.
Bro.